For business, how do you navigate challenges and setbacks as an entrepreneur? And what lessons have you learned from both experiences?
What daily habits or practices do you prioritize to continue and improve yourself and your life?
This is a thing that I continue to work on, right? I don't really have a set answer to it, but...
Hey guys, so this is going to be a mini-series called Between Sets. I'll be in the gym, working out, and I'll just drop some knowledge about my experiences, my lessons, and the mistakes I make along the way for you guys. So, let's get to it.
How do you believe the current education system could be improved to better prepare students for the future?
First of all, I believe that unless you're getting a professional degree in, like, if you're trying to be a doctor or a lawyer, or if you're trying to be anything that requires education, then yeah, sure, you should go to college. But everything else you can pretty much learn online, or get a certificate online, or go to a course online. And most companies that are hiring for whatever position you're trying to learn don't even require a degree these days. Like, for example, like Google, Amazon, all the big tech companies, they don't look at as much as where you went to in school, but rather what you actually know, right? So they're looking for experience, they're not looking for degrees. So that's my take on it.
What strategies do you recommend for maintaining a healthy work-life balance in a culture that glorifies a constant hustle?
So, if you saw my last video, I don't really believe in work-life balance, but what I do not support is the hustle culture that goes on these days that glorifies just going into a random thing without knowing what you're doing. So, like, for example, when you see all these, like, entrepreneurship gurus telling you to buy a course and, like, learn how to job share or learn how to invest and learn how to do this and do that, like, these are obvious people that don't have your best interest in mind, and they're just trying to get rich off of your ignorance. And it's not your fault, but things like this should be known. And before you get into anything that you're going to put a lot of time and a lot of work on, you should do your research beforehand and understand your market, understand your audience, and understand what you're even going to sell, right? So I would say, first, learn as much as you can on your own and learn from who you're learning from, right? So instead of just buying the first thing that you see online from whatever guy that you see online, actually dive into his content and understand if what he's doing is what you want to end up doing, because sometimes they sell courses and they sell information on things they're not even doing. They're just doing it to get money. And the information that you get out of the courses are usually basic business information that you can learn on your own through, like, a YouTube video or something. So do your research beforehand. Work-life balance is never going to be a thing, in my opinion, if you start a business, because your work is your life and your life is your work. And that's my experience with it, and that's what I stand. That's what I will stand by.
In terms of relationships, what communication techniques do you find the most effective for resolving conflicts inside relationships?
This is a thing that I continue to work on, right? I don't really have a set answer to it, but my experience, honestly, communicate, you will be fine, right? So, like, even if worst case scenario were to happen, when you try to communicate to your partner, that's still better than not communicating. And like I said, I'm not perfect. I do struggle with that at times. But just understanding, just having your partner understand where you come from and why you think like that and why you do things that you do is important, and that's all part of communication. So just know who you're with, know who you're talking to, and have them understand where you're coming from. That's about it.
How do you approach advocating for yourself and your worth within a professional setting?
I believe that when you try to advocate for yourself or any work that you do, more than just your words backing you up, it will be your actions backing you up, right? So in order for anybody to believe what you're saying and what you're doing, you have to have a bunch of proof and a stack of undeniable truths that will do the speaking for you, right? So, like, for example, if you're speaking to people about how to make $1 million, well, you have to make $1 million first in order to be able to tell people that, or else they're just lying, and, like, why would you lie about that, right? Or if you're, like, a coach, like just take an example for a coach in sport, like football, right? If you're a coach, that means that you know the game, you probably played the game, therefore you're able to teach the game, right? You can't fake that because people will know when you fake that. So when trying to advocate for yourself, always have proof, have your actions back you up, and do more walking and less talking.
What advice do you have for individuals looking to start a fitness journey and maintain consistency?
Number one, start. Wow. Right? You can plan, and you can like look at videos, and you can do your research as much as you want, and you can probably do that until infinity, right? But it's all about starting, because as soon as you start, you start building accountability for yourself, and then you actually start going, right? So as soon as you start going to the gym, don't focus so much on individual things and just get a feel for it, get started, go hit the bench, hit this, hit that, but make sure you stretch. Stretching before that and a lot of hydration is important, or else you will pull a muscle. When you pull a muscle, it's not nice. It hurts a lot, and then you probably won't want to come. So start, prepare yourself, and go.
For business, how do you navigate challenges and setbacks as an entrepreneur, and what lessons have you learned from your experience?
So, challenges and setbacks. They're always going to happen. They're always going to be there, especially when you're doing something of your own, because you don't know, you don't have all the answers. So it's just all about how you manage them and how you act towards them, right? So if you act towards them with a negative attitude of like, oh man, I fucked up, oh man, I did this wrong, then you're most likely gonna beat yourself up, you're torturing yourself, you're never gonna get ahead. So once you get through these challenges and you start failing, know that if you just keep going on a long enough time horizon, you will succeed. And there's a lot of examples to back this up. For example, there was this rock band, I think it was called Anvil. They were not like super, super, super famous, but they will sell out shows and they will do this, they will do that, right? They were not like on a Nirvana type fame, but they were pretty famous in their states or whatever. And they fell off, right? So the leader of the band kind of went broke, and the thing is that when he went broke and became a normal guy, he didn't give up on his dream, and he continued to go to the studio, he continued to do this, he continued to make music, and eventually a producer for a TV show found him, and the producer believed in his story so much that they made a show out of him. I think it's on Hulu. I don't know if it's called Anvil, but it might be called Anvil. And after that show came out, the rock band like blew up, like the fame blew up, like they started selling out shows worldwide. And like, I think up to this day, they're still pretty famous. They're still doing really good. And that just goes to show that no matter if your first endeavor fails, no matter if, you know, you reach everything and then you lose, as long as you stick to it and you stick to it for a long time. I mean, this guy stayed loyal to his passion for like 30 years before any kind of fame came by. So like, that's crazy. Imagine not receiving any type of positive feedback or positive solutions, and then like just keep going for that long enough, like long time. Like, that's crazy. And this person did it, so why can't you, right? Be like Anvil. I don't know, that's his name, but that's the name of the rock band.
Can you share a specific experience that's significantly impacted your personal or professional growth?
So, I recently went to Las Vegas, Nevada for an acquisition.com workshop with Alexander Mosey and Leila Hormozy. And I've been following their content for a pretty long time, actually. Read the book, you know, drank all the Kool-Aid and stuff. And just kind of being in that whole environment with a bunch of like-minded entrepreneurs and people making, like, dude, shit tons of money, bro. Like, I thought I was making money, but I'm making pennies compared to these people. Like, talking about $8 million, $9 million, $20 million a year. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's a lot of money, right? But just being in a room with all these people and having a chance to talk to them and having, like, chance to collaborate. And, you know, I talked to a lot of them up to this date. And just having these types of situations, like, practically come up are things that you don't pass up on, right? Like, the only reason why I got there is because there was a whole interview process. I had to qualify, right? So it's not like you just sign up and go. But I think that kind of set the tone for what my expectations should be. And it set the tone for the process that I'm gonna be using going forward. So I think that made a pretty big impact, in my opinion, you know?
Did your faith or belief system influence your decision-making process and interaction with others?
Is that what we're talking about, religious belief?
Sure.
So, I'm a Christian, so I believe in Jesus, I believe in the Lord, and, you know, I'm not a preacher, but I do believe that if you're a great person, great things will happen to you just by order of operations, and Christianity really just talks about being a basic good human being and caring for your neighbor, right? You love your neighbor. What is it like? You love thy neighbor, something, or God. I'm not going to add that
in. You didn't read your fucking Bible, bro.
Listen, I'm not going to spit out a verse because I don't know the verses, but just trying to follow up in the steps of Jesus and following up and trying to be a great man like how he was will positively impact you and will just make you see the world in a better light. And, you know, the more you love, the more love you'll get. And you shouldn't look at that. You shouldn't look at it like that, but it's the truth. So treat people right. Be respectful. And always understand that you don't know what a person is going through. You don't know their situations. So you should not. You are no one to judge. You're no one to make any judgment of anybody. You don't have that power. So just don't. Be a fucking human, you know? Be a good person. It's not hard. Please, thank you. A lot of people don't say, hey, that's crazy. A lot of people don't say please and thank you. That's crazy. Say please, thank you, Mr., Miss., Mrs. Be respectful. Yeah.
What daily habits or practices do you prioritize to continue and improve yourself and your life?
Go gym. You gym? We gym. But for real. Just, it sounds cliche, but whatever these fitness and like health and betterment gurus are telling you, it actually kind of works. So like, go to the gym, surround yourself with people that love you, people that care for you. They don't necessarily have to do better than you or be on the same level as you, but just having that support and just having people that genuinely want the best for you, kind of like through osmosis, kind of just like your body understands that, your mind understands that, and it just makes you feel better. Go gym and just always have a goal, always have a place, a destination, or something that you want to reach, because when you walk through life with no direction, you essentially get on this like infinite treadmill of depression. And sadly, a lot of men don't really know what they want to do in life. And you don't necessarily have to have it all figured out. Just know what your end goal is and know what you want out of life. And don't let modern culture tell you that, you know, if you start a business, you're some shit. Or if you don't look like a fucking Greek god, and you're a piece of shit as well. Like, just be healthy, eat healthy. That's about it, bro. It's pretty basic. Eat healthy, eat healthy, work out. Have goals. Have some type of purpose in your life. It's not that hard. It's not complicated. You don't have to be a millionaire. If you want to be, that's great. But you don't have to have $1 million to... You don't have to have $1 million to justify lack of personality or lack of emotions. Yeah. So at the end of the day, money is just money. You don't really want the money. You just want what comes with it, which is freedom, less stress, and the ability to do whatever the fuck you want. Whatever the fuck you want. So do that.
Thank you guys very much for listening to this mini-series. If you liked it, let me know. If you didn't, also let me know. Stay tuned for part 2 coming in the near future. And until next time, see you.